This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Alhamdulillah. Salatu wassalam ala Rasulillah. This is Riyad Wazazi. Welcome to a new episode this Ramadan called Tafsir Bites or Tafsir Bits, however you want to call it. Inshallah. Jazakum Allah khair. Assalamu alaikum. Ramadanukum Mubarak. Ramadanukum Mubarak. May Allah Azza wa Jal accept from all of you. MashaAllah. All the regulars are already logging in. All the regulars are already in, mashallah. How's everybody doing? Hope you're all doing great. So this is a new series, a new episode of Ramadan, or I would say it's part of this Rock Your Ramadan, but the new theme is Tafsir. So I call it Tafsir Bits or Tafsir Bites, right? Something new, something I have never done before, right? Something totally new, inshallah ta'ala. Ramadan Bits or Ramadan Bites. Short series. Today is an intro, inshallah, right? Today's an intro. And then as of tomorrow, inshallah ta'ala, we'll be talking about something amazing about the Quran. We're going to live with the Quran. Yes, we are both on Facebook and on Instagram, both, alhamdulillah, live, right? Facebook, Instagram, because on Facebook, I get to save them. I get to save them, and they will be, no, this is not the one-hour series. The one-hour series is at 6 o'clock p.m. Eastern time. That's the end of time. This is a new series I'm starting. If you can just give me a chance, I've already explained, subhanAllah. This is a new series. I've said that. Maybe you did not hear me. This is a new series I've just started today. Right? I've never done it before. It's called Tafsir Bites or Tafsir Bits. Right? It's a short series about the Quran. We're going to live with the Quran throughout this month of Ramadan. So every day, inshallah ta'ala, except Sunday, we'll be meeting, inshallah, to talk about the Quran, to talk about beautiful things about the Quran. I'm going to talk about a lot of interesting about the Quran. Today is just an intro. But as of tomorrow, inshallah ta'ala, we'll be talking about, you know, before even starting talking about the ayat themselves and the surahs themselves, we'll talk about the two types or two categories of ayat or surahs, the meaning behind, you know, why there are certain surahs, you know, being revealed in Mecca, let's say, and others were revealed in Medina. What's the hikmah, the wisdom behind it? We'll be talking about why the Quran, or how the Quran start with. You know, the Quran has 10 ways to start in every surah, in every ayah. You will see, you will know that Allah Azza wa Jalla starts in a different way. So we'll talk about the 10 different ways that Allah Azza wa Jalla starts the Quran with in every surah, and how beautiful that is, so we can connect with the Quran, inshallah ta'ala. So this is the purpose of this series, inshallah, okay? But today is an intro about the Quran, the intro about this book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah Azza wa Jalla is Azim. One of his names is Allah Al-Azim. And if he is Azim, his words are Azim, because Quran is the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Quran are the words of Kalamullah. Quran is Kalamullah, the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And there's nothing more beautiful than the words of Allah. I'm telling you, there is nothing more beautiful than hearing the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. لَقَدْ أَنزَلْنَا إِلَيْكُمْ كِتَابًا فِيهِ ذِكْرُكُمْ أَفَلَا تَعْقِلُونَ. In Surah Al-Anbiya, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, we have revealed unto you kitab, fihi dhikrukum. Kitab, the book. In it is your honor. The day when we have left the Quran, then our lives have turned upside down. The day when we go back to the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will fix everything that we are going through. Any problems, tribulation that we're going through, the key is in the book of Allah, is in the Quran. لَقَدْ أَنزَلْنَا. We have revealed unto you kitab فِيهِ ذِكْرُكُمْ. A book, in it is your remembrance. In it is your honor. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala called this book beautiful names. Beautiful names. You have the Quran, you have Nur, you have kitab, shifa. And I will mention these beautiful, you know, notes that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala uses to call the Quran or to use the Quran. You know, it's a beautiful, the Quran is barakah in every sense and every way. One of the sahabis by the name of Khabbab bin Arath, he's a sahabi, he's a companion. He used to say, تقرب إلى الله بما شئت من أعمال الصالحة. He says, come with anything that you wish from the righteous deeds and actions. Try to come close to Allah Azza wa Jal with any righteous deeds that you can. But he says, وَاعْلَمْ أَنَّكَ لَن تَتَقَرَّبَ إِلَيْهِ بِشَيْءٍ أَحَبَّ إِلَيْهِ مِنْ كَلَامِهِ. Allahu Akbar. He says, but rest assured that you won't get closer to him with anything more beloved to him than his words. And his words is the Quran. So if you want to come close to Allah, the book of Allah, the Quran. If you want to come close to Allah, is by virtue of reciting his book, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Reading his book, listening to his words, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Right? طَهَا ما أنزلنا عليك القرآن لتشقى إلا تذكرة لمن يخشى تنزيلا ممن خلق الأرض والسماوات العلى الرحمن الرحمن على العرش استوى. These are the only words that changed the life of Umar ibn al-Khattab and many other people. Umar ibn al-Khattab was so harsh and stern. He was so very, very difficult person to deal with prior of Islam. You know, he used to torture and, you know, many, many sahabis and sahabiyat as well, you know, radiallahu anhu wardah. But he only heard these words, and these words changed his heart. As he was going to kill the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and someone told him, why don't you go and fix your home? Your sister has embraced Islam. And his sister Fatima, you know, with her husband, and there was Al-Khabbab teaching them the Quran. And then he came knocking at the door, and then he heard them, you know, reciting, and then he barged in. And the long story, he hit his sister, you know, he slapped her, and then he hit her husband because he wants to read from, you know, this scroll. And then they refused to give him the you know, that scroll, and he says, I will not harm it. So his sister said, go and take a bath and come back. So he went and took a bath. Then he came back, and then he read from that scroll. What did he read? طه ما أنزلنا عليك القرآن لشقى إلا تذكرة لمن يخشى تنزيلا ممن خلق الأرض والسماوات العلى الرحمن على العرش استوى طه. You know, these are my brothers. The Quran has not changed, but what has changed is us. Because the same Quran that Umar ibn Khattab read and changed his heart is the same Quran that we are reading today. No, his name is Al-Khabbab ibn al-Arath, not Rahat or Rabat ibn al-Arath. But just listen up to me, please, inshallah ta'ala, and then maybe we can ask questions. Al-Khabbab ibn al-Arath. Anyways, what I was saying here, sisters and brothers, is that please don't ask any questions until I'm done, inshallah ta'ala, because I will not be able to answer questions and cut off. So if you have any questions, just hold them until the end, inshallah. I was saying, my brothers and sisters, Umar ibn al-Khattab, he only read these verses and it changed his heart. And today we read the Quran. But what has changed? The Quran hasn't changed. What has changed is us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, my brothers and sisters, as I mentioned, this Quran, he has in it so many beautiful names. Beautiful names. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says about the Quran, قَدْ جَاءَكُمْ مِنَ اللَّهِ نُورٌ وَكِتَابٌ مُّبِينٌ قَدْ جَاءَكُمْ. It has indeed been revealed to you. قَدْ جَاءَكُمْ مِنَ اللَّهِ, from Allah, نُورٌ وَكِتَابٌ مُّبِينٌ. نور, نور. Allah calls it نور, light. It does. The Quran is light. It will enlighten your life. It will bring you out from darkness into light. The Quran, it is نور. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala calls it shifa. سبحانه وتعالى. He says, وَنُنَزِّلُ مِنَ الْقُرْآنِ مَا هُوَ شِفَاءٌ وَمَوْعِظَةٌ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ وَرَحْمَةٌ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ وَنُنَزِّلُ مِنَ الْقُرْآنِ مَا هُوَ شِفَاءٌ وَرَحْمَةٌ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ. And we revealed in the Quran that which is shifa, that which is cure, and rahmah. Allah calls it rahmah as well. Al-Quran is shifa, Al-Quran is rahmah, Al-Quran is nur. Shifa, what kind of shifa? Cure. Shifa to all types of diseases. Shifa to spiritual diseases. Shifa to physical diseases. Any diseases that a person may be going through, the cure is in the Quran. Allah says that. وَنُنَزِّلُ مِنَ الْقُرْآنِ مَا هُوَ شِفَاءٌ. And we reveal from the Quran that which is shifa. Shifa to that which is in your سبحانه وتعالى says بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم لو أنزلنا هذا القرآن على جبل لو أنزلنا هذا القرآن على جبل لرأيته خاشعا متصدعا من خشية الله وتلك الأمثال نضرب للناس لعلهم يتفكرون. If you were to read this Quran on a mountain, the mountain would fall and shake and become turned into dust because of the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If Allah was to reveal this Quran on a mountain, the mountain would shake. The mountain will tremble. The mountain will go down into dust. And why a mountain? The mountain is the strongest structure on earth. Imagine. And if this Quran was to be revealed on a mountain, the mountain would shake and tremble and turn into dust. لو أنزلنا هذا القرآن على جبل لرأيته خاشعا مصدعا من خشية الله وتلك الأمثال نضربها للناس لعلهم يتفكرون. People that read the Quran are into four categories. People that read the Quran are into four categories. The first category are the Quran. The people of the Quran. Those who read the Quran day in and day out. Those who recite the Quran all the time. الذين آتيناهم الكتاب يتلونه حق تلاوته. Those who recite it and it's right and it's dues. This is the first category. The second category are those who have a poor, they recite on a daily basis. They're not as the first category that always recite. The second category are those who have a portion of the Quran they recite on a daily basis, like what we say, you know, in Urdu, they have a sabak. فَقْرَأُوا مَا يَسَّرَ مِنْهِ. Read whatever you can from it. The third category are those who listen to the Quran. You see, now we're going down into categories or levels. The first are those who live with the Quran. The second category are those who have a portion that they recite on a daily basis. One page, maybe two pages, maybe half a page, maybe one. Maybe, you know, whatever it is, but they have this portion that they recite on a daily basis. The third category are those who just listen to the Quran. They listen to it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَإِذَا قُرِئَ الْقُرْآنُ فَاسْتَمِعُوا لَهُ وَأَنصِتُوا لَعَلَّكُمْ تُرْحَمُونَ. وَإِذَا قُرِئَ الْقُرْآنُ فَاسْتَمِعُوا وَأَنصِتُوا وَأَنصِتُوا لَعَلَّكُمْ تُرْحَمُونَ. When the Quran is being recited, listen and so that you may get rahmah from Allah. You may get that mercy from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Just listen to the Quran. These are the first three categories vis-à-vis the Quran. The fourth category, my brothers and sisters, is the worst. The fourth is the worst. What's the worst? Those who have neglected the Quran, neglected reciting the Quran, reading the Quran, listening to it, pondering upon, acting upon it, they have totally migrated from the Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says on their behalf, وقال الرسول يا رب وقال الرسول يا رب إن قومي اتخذوا هذا القرآن مهجورا وقال الرسول يا رب يا رب إن قومي اتخذوا هذا القرآن مهجورا الله أكبر. And the Prophet has said, Oh Lord, oh my Lord, some of my people have neglected this Quran. Our Prophet, he goes to Allah and he says, Oh Allah, oh my Lord, some of my people have ignored the Quran. They have migrated from it. They have neglected it. I hope you're not one of them, because this is the month of the Quran. Ramadan, شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن. In the month of Ramadan, where the Quran was revealed. So this is the month of the Quran. If we don't have the Quran in this month, you tell me, when are we going to recite it? Somebody dies? We're going to wait for somebody to die for us to recite the Quran? Is this how it is? Allah Azza wa Jalla has revealed the Quran only to be recited when somebody dies. Or maybe when we get a when we have a wedding, right? We have a wedding, and then before the nikah, we bring in the sheikh to recite of the Quran, and we all put our hijab down, and we all listen, you know. And then when he leaves, we put remove our hijab, and then the lights we get pops on. And then khalas, yalla, we start, yalla, and then you know what I'm saying. Is this what the Quran is? No. The Quran was not revealed to be recited on weddings, or maybe before nikah, or maybe before just starting a program, or before just or somebody. The Quran is for you and I to live with. It's for you and I to live with, my brothers and sisters. And if you get to be connected with the Quran, Allah will elevate you. Allah will elevate you. How? Look, Allah elevated Jibril, because Jibril, he was the one who, this Quran was revealed through Jibril. Jibril became the master of all, Sayyid of all angels. The Quran was revealed upon Prophet Muhammad. Prophet Muhammad is the best of and the seal of all prophets and the most beloved prophet to Allah Azza wa Jal, Prophet Muhammad. This Quran was revealed on this ummah. This nation became best nation that came out to mankind. This Quran was revealed in Ramadan. Ramadan is the best month in the sight of Allah Azza wa Jal. The Quran was revealed in the Laylatul Qadr. Laylatul Qadr khayrun min alfi shahr. It was revealed on the night of the power. The power is better than 1,000 months. The Quran, those who recite the Quran and memorize the Quran, khayrukum man ta'allama al-Qur'ana wa 'allamahu. The Prophet says the best amongst you are those who learn the Quran and teach it. You see? Whoever gets connected with the Quran, Allah Azza elevate that person. Elevate that person if you get connected with the Book of Allah. So my brothers, inshallah ta'ala, I want to start this new series called Tafsir Bits or Tafsir Bites. If you want to call it bites or call it bits, call it however you want to call it. Right? Every day, inshallah, we're going to meet to talk shortly, maybe 5, 10 minutes, 15 minutes max. To talk about this Quran, to talk about the starting maybe from al-Fatiha all the way until Nas, a little bit of tafsir, talking about each surah, meaning of the surah, the purpose of it, when it was revealed, the purpose by which it was revealed, the wisdom behind it, all this inshallah ta'ala, tafsir, so that we can get connected with the Book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I hope that is I hope this will be your liking, inshallah ta'ala, because as I mentioned, I have never done this program before. This is my very first time offering this program, inshallah ta'ala. So I hope and I pray that it will be to your liking, and that Allah will put barakah in it, inshallah ta'ala. Jazakumullah khair, my sisters, may Allah bless you all. My brothers from Facebook, Jazakumullah khair. I shall see you tonight, 6 o'clock p.m. CM, Eastern time. 11 p.m. UK time for the end of time series, for the end of time, inshallah ta'ala. 6 p.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. UK time for the end of time series, inshallah ta'ala. All right, Facebook. Jazakallah khair. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.